Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up, Raider Nation? Matt Holder here with Silver and Black Pride. I've got a very special podcast episode for you guys this week, one that I didn't even see coming, kind of came out of the blue, and I was super pumped about when I got the email a little while back that this might be in the works and might be able to happen. So I couldn't be more excited to share my exclusive interview with Devontae Adams with you guys. Devontae was an awesome guy to talk to, had a blast, went over everything from whatever he's got going on with Tide to back to his high school days playing with Jock Peterson. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And here you go. Here's my interview with Devontae. Raider Nation, please welcome in two-time first-team All-Pro and five-team Pro Bowl wide receiver from your Las Vegas Raiders, Devontae Adams. Devontae, thanks for coming on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Glad to have you here. So I know you're here with Tide, so why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on?
Yeah, we got a nice Lucky Jersey campaign, and it's been something that's really been enjoyable for me. You know, I partnered with Tide to give away signed jerseys, cleats, and Super Bowl tickets in exchange to people for watching the Lucky Jersey. So, you know, I've had to deal with the same thing when I was younger, and it's not an easy thing to do, but using Tide, it makes it all worth it, and makes it a hell of a lot easier to go ahead and do that. And fans can actually go to my IG and comment on the What Would It Take contest video to enter a chance to win. And if you go take a look at that, it'll give you all the information that you need.
Awesome, man. Well, I know you said you had a little bit of a superstition when you were a kid, but I'm curious, do you still have any like pregame superstitions or anything like that?
I've been telling people about my pregame meal superstition, which is, I just eat the same thing every time. And that started years ago. I actually had a salmon salad before one of my games. And it was like one of my breakthrough games. So I kind of kept it going, and it's been going for years and years now. And even some days I'm not even in the mood for that, but at this point I don't even think about it. It's kind of just the way that it goes. You got a night game, go grab a salmon salad. You got a early game, you know, one of the 125ers or something like that, and you only get one meal in. It's typically going to be, the same scramble every time with toast and cran apple. So I keep it simple with that, and also wear the same thing every game. So that's not the exact same thing, but it's the same style of get up, just a new wristband, new gloves, obviously new cleats every time. So, but yeah, I keep it with that.
And I'm assuming everything is all washed and clean before then, right, with Tide?
Of course. You already know, hygienic pods.
So awesome, Devontae. Let's move on to a little bit of what we've got going on this season on the field. You're out there living out your childhood dream playing for the Raiders. So tell us, what has your experience been like, and has it met your expectations so far?
Absolutely. We haven't met our expectations as a team and what we're trying to accomplish just yet. You know, but we're close. We're headed in the right direction now. So, you know, I've enjoyed my teammates, enjoyed my coaches, and getting into a new scheme and a new town and everything. Or I guess I can say city now. It's not exactly a town like Green Bay, but you know, it's been enjoyable, and the fans have been, you know, amazing and welcomed me with open arms the same way that the players and the coaches have. So it's been a great experience so far. Just got to keep winning some games.
I'm curious if you have like a favorite moment or game as a fan growing up.
Now off the top of my head, I don't remember a specific game. But I mean, I've been watching the Raiders my entire life. Obviously, grew up a Raiders fan, so that's something that it's almost even harder since you've been monitoring your entire life to pick out one. If I thought long enough, I'm sure I could come up with one that you know I enjoy more than others. But not the easiest one on the spot to come up with. But being a Raiders fan since the beginning of time, even though I'm not that old, people try to make me old, but I'm not that old. But it's been a long time.
Gotcha. Well, I know Tim Brown was one of your favorite players growing up. So I'm curious about what part of his playing style that you try and emulate. And have you gotten a chance to talk with Tim Brown and kind of pick his brain a little bit?
Yeah, he actually reached out to me, I want to say the day after I got traded to Vegas. And we chopped it up on the phone. He texted me and let me know he had something that he wanted to kind of put on my mind. And then I ended up calling him and we chopped it up and basically just informed me everything that I needed to know about, you know, Raider Nation and the fans and how great they are and just what it means to be a part of a great Raiders team and what I everything I should be expecting. So, honestly, it was incredible information, but the greatest part for me was just that he cared that much to want to reach out and talk to me. And kind of put me up on game with a few things Raider related, just to give me a heads up, and so I knew what to be looking for out there. And you know, coming from a great and a Hall of Famer, like that's something that means more to you as a player than anything, and that kind of pushes me to even be greater, so I can be in that position one day to bless some other younger players.
I'm just curious, you know, is there one thing that you don't mind sharing with us? What there was one thing that you really took away specifically from your conversation with Tim Brown?
Well, like I said, he just basically said, if you're good to this team and you do what you need to do, these fans will be amazing to you. And, you know, so far, that's exactly what I felt, is just an amazing welcome. Like I was saying before, I come on the field, you know, pregame, I go out to go run route to the quarterbacks and wideouts. And the amount of, I mean, I can almost count down from five to zero as I'm walking out when the roaring is going to start. And I come out and it's kind of, it pushes me to even want to go harder for them, knowing that, you know, I got that type of support.
Gotcha. On a similar note, can you dive into reuniting with Derek Carr?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, one of my good friends, and to be able to spend time with him, not just on the field, but to be able to go golf and, you know, have our families together like old times. And obviously our families are both continuing to grow, with all these kids we have. But it's great to just be able to be around my guy, his energy, and day to day, just knowing what to expect from a guy like him, and to be able to go out there and try to lead a team, which is basically a brand new team from coaches to players, everything. It's a lot of big changes that were made this past year. So, to be able to lead this team with him as both be captains among others and go out there with the same goal. It's been fun, and I'm definitely looking forward to continuing doing what we're doing now.
So I'm a guy who likes to watch film, and I really like watching wide receivers. So I've got to ask you about your releases at the line of scrimmage. I know you have a basketball background, so can you go over that, how that's helped you grow in that part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, I basically used all the movements that were most natural to me on the hoop court. As I come off the field, or as I come off the line of scrimmage, you know, I kind of do that hop, which is kind of like a hezzy with the basketball. And then, you know, a lot of the releases are variations of a crossover without a basketball, basically without dribbling. So it's, like I said, it's basically just all the most natural movements that I've used for years and just kind of transferred it over, which is, I think, what throws off some DBs, is because not everybody did play basketball. So, covering a receiver, doing basketball moves, that kind of moves without any rules, and I kind of create my own structure to what I do on the field. So it's a little bit of a different field than what guys are used to. And, you know, obviously pride myself on being able to get a great release. So, you know, you can run the route with as least resistant as possible. And, if you're running routes on air for your quarterback, typically you're going to complete balls. So if I can lose the DB at the line of scrimmage and then run my route without anybody bumping me or hanging all over me throughout the route, that's what, you know, gives you the best percentage to go out there, or the best chance to have a high percentage play, I guess you could say.
So is there a certain like Hooper that you would watch a lot that kind of helped you develop that? Like, were you a guy that was a big on the Allen Iverson crossover, or is there anyone in particular that you kind of like to watch in basketball?
You said it, AI. AI was my guy. AI, gotcha. Darren, Jamal Crawford, a lot of those guys that you know, they had the crazy handles and the quick twitch. So I watched actually more of that than I did even football tape for inspiration as far as how to move and what I wanted to do for some of my releases early in my career.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was going to be AI just with that that crossover that was nasty throughout all those years. So I'm curious, man, getting off on a little bit of a side tangent here. What was your basketball game like? I know you played hoops in high school and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually went to Fresno State initially to play basketball and football. So that was my whole reason for going there, aside from not being, you know, I wasn't a five-star coming out, so I didn't have a bunch of options. But that was why it was Fresno in particular for me. Because they were interested in having me, you know, play basketball there as well. And that was my first love. I didn't play football seriously until my junior year in high school. So, you know, the basketball thing was something I actually had more attention, for, you know, from schools for basketball and talked to more schools for basketball than what I did for football. But yeah, I played basically, one through three, and you know, I would guard whoever I had to guard. Sometimes, like, I played against Aaron Gordon in high school. He was younger than me, but we played against each other. He was like 6'8", and I was 6'1", and had him in the post and had a solid game. So, you know, I did basically on defense whatever I had to do, but on different teams, depending if it was AAU or, you know, school ball, it was usually one or two, or, you know, sometimes a three as well.
Nice. I didn't know. I didn't realize Fresno offered you for basketball too. That's awesome.
Well, it was a football scholarship, but the idea was to play basketball after the football season.
Gotcha. So beyond basketball, if you were to say talk to a high school receiver who wants to work on their press release package, what would you tell them to focus on the most and do better at?
Be good with their hands, because one thing that everybody can't do is be extremely shifty with their feet. That's a skill set, and that's something you can work to improve. And quicken your feet, but you also got to stay true to who you are. And not everybody, you know, Jordy Nelson was, you know, one of my favorite receivers ever, you know, especially after spending time with him. But me and Jordy aren't going to go out on the field and try to do the same releases, regardless of, you know, if he would work on it or not. It's just going to be a totally different skill set. And, you know, there's different things that he does at a high level that he would, you know, value more than his lateral quickness. So it's not always going to be the exact same thing. But anybody can get good hands and be able to, you know, get the DB's hands off of them, because that's the whole point of press, is to, you know, disturb the timing and try to throw you off of your plan as a receiver. So if you can at least use your hands and marry that up with the feet, then that's when you'll be able to still get guys off you and run clean routes.
The other part about your skill set that I love is it doesn't just stop at the line of scrimmage. You're shifty and quick at the top of routes. And the play that stands out the most in my mind comes from the season opener against the Chargers, where you ran an out route, I believe, and broke wide open and sent the corner flying by about like five different yards. Can you kind of walk us through that play from your perspective?
Yeah, it was actually like a quick double move. It was post corner-esque, but based off of the body language I gave him, it made it obvious that I was trying to get inside, and that's what made him shoot inside, and then I just broke it out a lot quicker, so that there wasn't going to be any contact made between me and the DB to slow me down. But yeah, just stemmed at him basically outside, gave him the body presence that I was trying to run a, you know, an in route or some sort of in breaker, whether it's a post or, you know, coming flat. And he took the cheese on that, bit like a big dog. And then I just broke it out and, you know, was able to get the ball in open field.
So I think you touched on this a little bit here at the end, but were you looking for anything in particular before you made that move, or did you try and like set it up throughout the game?
Well, I mean, it was just based off of, I'd actually had a first down thing called like a stop route or something on him on the play before. So it was just a way to keep going, keep putting pressure on him. Didn't, you know, it wasn't really based off of any look, but once I came up the ball, I knew the coverage. So I knew he had to relate to me and match going in. So basically I just tried to give away the inside move to get him to bite it. He did. And then, yeah, the rest was history.
Did you know you got him pretty good right away?
Oh, yeah. I could tell by how fast he went in there and how good I got. You know, as long as the ball was already in the air, that, you know, I'd have a lot of room and still be able to run.
That's awesome. I want to circle back to you joining the Silver and Black. I know you had requested a trade and said you wanted to come here, but were you still surprised when it happened? Like, were you surprised that the Packers kind of gave you exactly what you wanted?
Well, it was nowhere near that simple, but it was still surprising, you know, when it was all said and done. I've never been on a team as long as what I've been on the Packers in my life. So to have 8 years that you give to a you know, one place playing a game, and kind of become attached to that that town. I went from not even knowing where Green Bay was to now in my home for almost a decade. So definitely was some mixed feelings initially, just because I'd given everything to that place for a long time. So to be able to be in a position to where I'm changing, but obviously still going to be incredibly excited and happy, and obviously I'm going to be excited and happy given it was what I wanted to happen. Yeah, it's just hard to even explain exactly how I felt in the moment, but it was definitely a great feeling knowing that everything had kind of come to fruition. But I also was a little bit sad still knowing that I was going to be, such a big change was on the way.
Was it flattering to see how much the Raiders were willing to give up for you? And then on top of that, the contract?
Yeah, I don't think they gave up that much for me. It wasn't that crazy. I think it was, first and the second is not that crazy. It could have been worse. This dude's out here going, I think Tyreek went for a first, a second, and like 7/5 and like a fourth, and I don't know, somebody's sister too. I don't know, but that's could have been worse, but it was definitely a good feeling to know that they were that invested and wanted to do whatever they had to do to get me. So it was, I'm glad it worked out for both sides.
So for my last question here, I want to go back to your junior year of high school at Palo Alto High School. You had a pretty good year statistically, but you weren't the leading receiver. So I have to know, how did Jock Peterson outpace you that year? Like, what was Jock's game like in high school?
Jock was a baller. Jock had a lot of experience playing the position, playing just football in general. That was my first time playing receiver in my life. So, I didn't come out of the blocks the same way that I did in college. I had to get used to it and kind of fall in line too, given that, he was the guy before that. And yeah, like I said, he was a three sport baller. He played obviously baseball at a high level, got drafted out of high school, in football and basketball. He was a stud in there too. So, he taught me a lot, honestly, not through words, but as far as watching him, early on. So he was definitely a baller out there. Good guy to be on teams with.
So Jock Peterson was kind of your first receivers coach out there a little bit.
I don't know about the coach part, but as far as it's not exactly his personality, but his gotcha. As far as putting his stuff on film, definitely learned a lot from that.
Awesome. Well, Devontae, this has been a ton of fun. Thank you so much for coming on. Why don't you tell us about anything else you have going on, or if there's anything else you want to let the good people of Raider Nation know about?
Well, I just want Raider Nation, everybody else, to understand exactly how much fun I've had doing this Tide deal and being a part of this partnership, doing these commercials and doing stuff like that, meeting all these people and kind of putting a great product together. It's been a good deal. I just want to remind them that they can go to my IG and comment on the What Would It Take contest video to enter for a chance to win if they want that signed jersey, cleats, and Super Bowl tickets.
Awesome, guys. Well, make sure you go check out Devontae's Instagram and everything he's got going on with Tide. You guys know where to follow me on Twitter, @mholder95. Other than that, until next time.